The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, drop what you're doing. Tonight, there's a free community event at Film Streams Dundee, which is over there on 4952 Dodge Street. And this is something that the Clarkson Institute has put together. It's a pretty nifty evening of entertainment and thought-provoking material. The CEO of the Clarkson Institute is Bill Idiot. Bill, nice to talk to you again. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. We're really excited about this.
You've got quite the multi-tiered event. Starts off with a film screening of the short film Disconnected. Can you talk about what's going to happen tonight?
Well, absolutely. So we had a statewide script competition for students in the middle and high schools for a short movie talking about their interaction with tech and with AI and other things. And we selected ultimately a winner, this young man from Auburn, Bo Thomas, who is our winner. His theme is about chatbots and use for mental health. So very excited tonight to have not only the film, Kevin Kaminsky, who is a psychologist at Creighton Prep, will be one of the panelists, as will Bo, and Adam Vintner, educational outreach manager at Common Sense Media and with OPS. And then after the panel, we're going to have a keynote by Dawson Kelly, who is of the Project Reboot, giving a view on not only the film, but also more globally about AI, chatbots, and technology.
It all starts really with this, what is becoming almost an inseparable connection people seem to have to their phone. What is hoped to be accomplished by exploring this publicly?
We're seeing rising rates of depression and anxiety, especially among young people. And it is being associated pretty strongly with the use of tech, infinite scroll, and other features that are built into our phones and social media and other apps and things on the phone. And hopefully, you know, we'll gain some insights into what are some new ideas or options to unbind ourselves a little bit from tech. And we're absolutely not opposed to tech. It's critical, and phones obviously have many, many amazing capabilities. But it's really trying to strike that balance. You know, one of the most interesting things, Mike, is that kids themselves are asking for this.
You're a prominent head and neck surgeon. So, you know, physiologically, holding your head downward while walking, sitting, leaning, holy moly, we're gonna end up with quite an odd posture here in less than a generation, aren't we?
You know, I hadn't really given that a whole lot of thought, but your point's well taken. You know, one of the things that people really miss, the connection of other people, eye-to-eye contact. And you visit restaurants and things and see so many people looking at their phone, as you point out, with their head hunched. And yes, that could certainly create some ergonomical issues for us that I hadn't even considered. We'll have a new panel on.
You know, the interesting thing too, and you touched on it, where you said, you know, nobody here is opposed to the technology. When I'm grilling, I don't have the phone with me. While things are cooking, I'm watching the birds. I'm looking out at the trees. I'm just, you know, at least look at something that's farther away than 6 inches from my face for a while.
Exactly. And actually, you hit on something really, really critical, and that is nature. Our ability to look at and appreciate the natural world and that sense of awe and the feeling that it gives us to watch a bird or a squirrel or all of those things are just fundamental to human existence. And one of the things that frightens me most is the rewiring of the brain that's occurring and the consequences of that because of that rapid attention going from spot to spot to spot to spot and not focusing on things, not being able to concentrate for any prolonged period. For example, you said 2 hours, 3 hours grilling, concentrating on a project, looking at nature, all of those things are normal behaviors that humans have done since our existence. Those are really fundamental to calming us and keeping us integrated with our environment and our community.
The event is tonight. It's a free community event. It's at Filmstreams Dundee, which is at 49th and Dodge. You can find information on this at clarksoninstitute.org. There's a short film. There's a panel discussion. There's a keynote speaker. And oh, by the way, there's heavy hors d'oeuvres and movie food as well. So a lot of reasons you may want to be a part of this. Bill Idiot is the CEO of the Clarkson Institute. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time to tackle this issue for our community and the betterment of our lives.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.